This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The left-wing media has negative credibility at this point. No intelligent person believes a thing that they say anymore. And this is true for MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, Newsweek magazine, you know what I mean? USA Today, they're all just hoax propaganda rags, all of them. And the latest example was MSNBC, I think it was, what was his name, O'Donnell on there, saying that according to an unnamed source, they have discovered that Donald Trump's loans from Deutsche Bank in Europe were co-signed by Russian oligarchs. And they spread this lie far and wide. They tweeted about it. They broadcast it. You know, they put out videos, everything. And it was a complete fabrication. It's almost certain that some troll just probably emailed MSNBC and said that, oh, yeah, he knows that the Russian oligarchs co-signed Trump's loans. And that's it. And they ran with that. They didn't do any fact-checking whatsoever. They didn't have even a name behind their source, and they didn't have multiple sources. They just took probably a random email and ran with it. Of course, MSNBC had to retract the story after the Trump administration threatened to sue, and I think Trump will sue, and this just shows the utter failure of any kind of quality control in the left-wing media today. They don't care about the facts. The only decision that they make about publishing something is to ask themselves, can this hurt Trump? If it can hurt Trump, they just declare it to be true. And they run with the story. They don't care if it's false. And if it helps Trump, then of course, they don't cover it. So any good news about the economy gets zero coverage. Any good news about international diplomacy or Trump making a new trade deal with Japan, for example, gets zero coverage or near zero coverage. Because again, the media, their only decision is what will hurt Trump. But now the media has a really insidious new trick called if true. So what they do now is they will throw out some insane accusation. They will say that Trump is actually a space alien created by the Russians, right? Whatever. And then they will say, if true, this would mean that Trump's working for aliens. So, you know, I'm using a made-up example, of course, for mockery purposes, but this is their new thing, if true. So they report anything they want about anyone. NBC News, which really stands for nothing but communism at this point, NBC News does nothing but hit pieces now on independent media. They've done hit pieces on everybody, all of us in independent media. And more recently, they did hit pieces on the Epoch Times, which is a pro-liberty, anti-communist, independent news organization, actually founded by people from China who escaped communism in China. And people who have ties to the Falun Gong meditation movement, which is the most peaceful thing that you can imagine. People in parks doing Tai Chi, basically, that's Falun Gong. And NBC, in attacking the Epoch Times, all they did was parrot communist China propaganda points. So NBC, nothing but communism, is basically a mouthpiece for communist China, which is essentially what the New York Times has become, a mouthpiece for radical left-wing socialism. And CNN has become a mouthpiece for left-wing communism. And MSNBC has become a mouthpiece for mental retardation, I think, actually, is what they are now. They are the most cognitively retarded news network in the history of so-called news, but they don't even qualify as news anymore. But this new tactic, the if-true tactic, imagine what anybody could say. Couldn't we just say, oh, an anonymous source tells us that Michelle Obama is a man. If true, it would mean that there's already been a transgender in the White House as the first lady, right? So You could say anything. You could say, oh, a source told me that Elon Musk has a new rectal neuro connector technology that can connect one man's ass to another man's brain. It's a new kind of LGBT thing. It's a virtual rectal reality technology for LGBT or something. I don't know. I mean, it sounds insane, but the media could report, yeah, if true, this would revolutionize homosexuality. You know, it's obviously I'm just throwing insane examples out there, but I do think it's funny that every time Elon Musk claims to have invented something, the media just believes everything. Oh yeah, he's going to have these underground subway systems connecting all the cities of America in 5 years. Oh yeah, he's going to have human habitats on Mars in 10 years. No, he's going to drive Tesla cars on Mars. I mean, it's just, going to have robots that are going to be spacefaring space marines. Elon Musk robots. Battle bots. I don't know. Whatever he says, the media runs with it. Everything. No matter how insane it is. Going to have Tesla hoverboards that actually hover, like in the Back to the Future movies. He just makes up everything. So our media today, number one, there's zero skepticism. They don't ask questions, which is one of the primary roles of journalists, is to ask questions, challenge what you're being told, which is what we do in the independent media, but nobody does in the mainstream media. They don't challenge anything. They just repeat what they are told. They repeat it. That's not journalism. That's public relations. And that's what they do all day long. They just repeat the talking points they've been given. So journalism is dead in America in the mainstream, but it's alive and well in the independent media. And real journalists talk like the way I'm talking. Real journalists question the status quo. Real journalists automatically discount everything they're told by the establishment. The role of the free press is supposed to be to challenge the establishment, not to promote its lies and propaganda agendas. But that's, oh my goodness. If true, it would mean that President Trump was actually born in Russia. No, it's incredible. So this is what we have today, is we don't have a functioning free press. We don't have a functioning system of publishing information that can be accessed by everybody. We have coordinated tech giants' censorship. We have the institutions that are supposed to cover the truth or print facts, like Wikipedia, is all distorted. It's all been taken over by communists and big pharma trolls. Wikipedia is nothing but lies on anything that's controversial. And the same thing is true with the institutions of science and medicine, and education, and history. Everything you're told is a lie. The entire reality in which you think you exist is an artificial construct. It's a lie. It's not even real. It's everything you're told is a lie. It's incredible. I mean, of course, they throw enough truth in there, like, oh, today's weather is a 50% chance of thunder showers. Yeah, they'll throw in a little smattering of just sort of things you can't deny that are happening. Oh, there's going to be a parade tomorrow. Yeah, that's true. But on anything controversial, they're spinning it, they're distorting it, they're twisting it. It's a lie. They are making sure that you get brainwashed and indoctrinated, and also making sure that you never stand up and question reality, because that would be the most dangerous thing of all. If you stood up and questioned reality, that would be a threat to the system of control that dominates everything from media and tech and fact-checking, you know, all this, culture, everything. They absolutely don't want you to have the ability to question their lies. So just remember the if true trick, because that's what the media is using now to push more and more lies with increasing frequency. Because no one is challenging them. They've become a mockery of themselves, by the way. The The left-wing news media has become such a joke that when they go on the air and when they talk and they lie, they don't know that their audience is laughing at them. They think people still believe what they're saying when they're making it up at every moment. They don't realize that they have become a mockery of themselves. That's how bad it is now. Pretty insane stuff. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. If you can still find it anywhere, just type it into your browser since we're censored everywhere. We're censored everywhere, even in a time when the systems of control claim they aren't censoring anyone. There's no censorship going. What are you talking about? There's no censorship. But we are censored everywhere. We've been banned and deplatformed everywhere. So you have to type into your browser, naturalnews.com, and go straight to our website. And thank you for your support. You can support us at healthrangerstore.com. Stay informed, stay healthy, and you might just have a chance to survive the insane era and collapse that's coming. And I will try to stay online as long as possible to keep bringing you analysis and solutions as we go through this historical turbulence together. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.